This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, one of our regular contributors, you know him, we love him, it is Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. He's going to be along for the ride for the entire hour because there's so much to talk about, including the Chicago Auto Show. It's over for the public, it's over for the press, and there were a number of important North American debuts, world debuts there. We'll run those down, and then anytime Tom is with us, we like to talk about new car test drives and funny stuff as well. What I've had in my driveway recently and what Tom has had in his driveway, as well as over at the office at consumerguide.com. Telephone wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261. Email bob@autoworldradio.com. And don't forget, boblongradio.com. Let's check it out when you get a chance. Let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and bring forth one of our favorite guys, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Tom Appel. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Bob.
Well, let's begin by talking about the Chicago Auto Show. I unfortunately didn't make it out there this year, but not huge news, but still quite an amount of product unveiled. We'll begin getting your reactions to a refreshed 2018 Subaru Legacy. Now, Subaru has always made great mechanical cars. They have, with the exception of the BRZ sports car, in my opinion, they've never made a really what I would call beautiful car, but the Legacy is moving in the right direction. Someday we may have beauty and Subaru gusto at the same time.
Yeah, the Legacy is one of the most overlooked cars, I think, in the sedan sector. You know, everyone talks about Camry and Accord and Altima, but the Legacy with standard all-wheel drive, actually just a very interesting car. It's roomy, it's nicely built, it's relatively affordable, especially given that you get the all-wheel drive standard, but no one talks about that car, and hopefully that'll change.
Absolutely. This is one of these ironic stories. I remember a few years ago now, probably 3 years ago, being at the New York Auto Show, my good friend Ralph Gilles, the head of FCA Design at that point, the head of Dodge and SRT, kissing the hood of the all-new Dodge Viper, and the private party with the Viper owners, including my good friend Russ Oasis down in Miami, a radio guy who races them and has done extraordinarily well, because not only was he a radio guy, but he bought radio stations when he was young and sold them when they were worth a ton. So Russ is made out quite well and has quite a collection. But, you know, they couldn't sell these. The Viper, they tried to keep them kind of crude, but at the same time upgraded for folks who wanted and needed and kind of required today to have, you know, infotainment systems and heated seats and beautiful luxury leather seats. They were all available, and they didn't sell for the longest time. They stopped the production for the longest time, and then they started it up when they announced they're not going to make it anymore, and they announced officially in the Windy City, Detroit at the show, Viper is now sold out.
Yeah, the Viper is such a strange story because you think it might have sold better. It launched at $50,000, and at the end it was running $110,000, $120,000 in their one-of-one program. But, yeah, you're exactly right. They couldn't figure out how to make it the car it needed to be. It was both crude, but they had to update it, and it just never found that sweet spot that the Corvette did, where it was a cross between real sports car and something of a GT. You would not drive a Viper to work every day, where you very much would do that with a Corvette if you had one, or at least you could.
Sure.
And I think that's what killed Viper ultimately.
I drove a Corvette to work for years in Boston, year-round. That's how much of a car-crazy individual I am. It was a 93 C4 and a 98 C5. So it can be done. It definitely can be done with proper tires and the advanced traction control. Let's talk about some of the other stars in Chicago. There's a lot to go through, but let's hit some of the biggies, including Ford has made some changes to the Expedition for 2018, and some people like the styling, some people do not. How do you like it, Tom?
Oh, actually, I think it looks very clean and efficient and modern. I think the styling is just fine. The news we're really waiting for is what happens to fuel economy. They revised the EcoBoost 3.5-liter engine, and this will be one of the first vehicles to see the Ford/General Motors co-designed 10-speed automatic, which should have an impact on fuel economy.
Absolutely, and the Expedition, the larger version of the Explorer lineup, is a big vehicle. But I've known some folks that have owned them with large families or work reasons, and they absolutely love it. So the Expedition is back for 2018. Here is a sport utility that I could fall in love with, and this is I like the Dodge Durango a lot, and I'll probably never have an opportunity to buy this vehicle, but if I was in the market and had the funds, this 2018 Dodge Durango SRT, to die for. Absolutely to die for.
Yeah, the vehicle they're sharing photos of right now is white with the black wheels. It's fantastic looking. Yeah, but it's stuffed full of 475 horsepower worth of Hemi. They're talking about 0 to 60 times in the mid-4-second range. And it looks both menacing and fantastic at the same time.
And it's got three rows, and if you have kids, it's got an entertainment system optional for the back seat, so everybody can be entertained, at least the driver and the kids. I don't know how the wife might feel about it, but at least, you know, in this family, two out of three ain't bad, you know. So, let's take a look at some other unveils. Hyundai took the wraps off an Elantra GT. This is the first time we saw this one.
Yeah, Elantra GT is interesting. What you're seeing is makers go back to the hatchback. So in the last year or so, we've seen a new Honda Civic hatchback. We've seen a Chevy Cruze hatchback. And now Hyundai is doing one they call the GT. And good news for enthusiasts, the GT will be available in sport form, which will net you a 201-horsepower turbocharged 1.6-liter, which is really a lot of fun to drive in sedan form. And I'm sure the GT will be as well.
Another very important truck offering unveiled in Chicago, the 2017 Nissan Titan King Cab. This is the ultimate one. Looks pretty impressive in pictures.
Yeah, Nissan has finally fleshed out the full Titan lineup now. Now they have a regular cab, what they call the King Cab, and then the full four-door crew cab style as well. So they're continuing. It's been a slow and measured rollout, but now Nissan has a full lineup of big trucks. What they don't have yet is a small engine, but I'm sure that's in the works as well.
Toyota always seems to use Chicago as a big venue. They did again this year. A couple of vehicles to talk about here, including the 2018 RAV4 Adventure, a special edition of the RAV4. That made its debut. We also saw the 2018 Toyota Tundra, and the Sequoia got a refreshening, and also debuted in new TRD, which stands for Toyota Racing Development Sport Trim. So lots of news from the folks at Toyota.
Yeah, and this RAV4 Adventure is interesting as the market continues to drift towards crossovers instead of sedans. We're seeing more and more interesting versions of crossovers show up, and this Adventure is sort of an outback version of the RAV4, I guess. It's got a little bit more ride height, some aggressive-looking styling, some rocker panel trim pieces, and it looks a little bit like there's skid plates on it, though that's not really what they are, but it's got that off-road look, which is pretty cool.
Cool, absolutely. We'll take a pit stop, then more of Auto World around the bend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race? With the
Chicago Auto Show is history for the public as well as for the media, but we're bringing you up to speed, courtesy of Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, and he's telling us all about all the big debuts which happened just a little while back. A little later on, don't worry, we're going to be doing our regular segments with Tom talking about the vehicles that he and his staff have been driving, as well as doing a little bit of funny stuff. But your thoughts on this this Nissan, the top of the line, the Titan King cab.
Yeah, Nissan has finally rolled out the sort of the missing link in their lineup. They now have a regular cab, a King cab, and a full four-door cab as well. So it's been a slow and measured rollout for them. They began with the XD, the sort of three-quarter ton vehicle, and I think they wanted to make sure they get everything right as they launch into an incredibly competitive segment. It's so hard to, as Toyota can tell you, it's hard to break into the big truck segment, but they've taken it slowly And then now we're finally getting the King cab versions. I think the last thing we're waiting for is a smaller V8 and a V6 engine available eventually.
Excellent. Mopar also traditionally uses the Chicago Auto Show to announce a special car or special news. And my friend, you know, there's two guys with really tricky names that I can do perfect. So anytime I get a chance to say either one of these two guys' names, I take the opportunity because it makes me sound like I really know what I'm talking about. So here we go. My good friend, head of Mopar, Pietro Goliere, is very happy because at Chicago he unveiled a Challenger to celebrate 80 years of the Mopar brand. And it's a Challenger that's going to be available in two distinct color combinations, and they're not going to build very many of these. Did you get a chance to check out these special editions, Tom?
Yeah, I did happen to see them on the floor, and they look great. And the Mopar model year editions have been interesting for a while. Consumer Guide just had the good fortune to have the Mopar 16 special edition through the office, which was a Ram pickup, which looked fantastic with blacked-out wheels and all sorts of special trim. And this is obviously a continuation of that series. But, yeah, a limited edition of 80 makes them pretty interesting. I suspect that they're probably mostly sold, but I don't know that.
You know, it's true. I mean, there are going to be 80 that will be painted. It's silver over black, and then the other one is, I believe, blue over black. Is that right?
Yeah, I think those are the trim combinations, and nice colors. They look good on the gray black wheels.
And they did the right thing. They're giving everybody the SRT engine, the Scat Pack, which is the marvelous 475 horsepower, 485 horsepower, 475 pound-feet of torque. I assume you can get the 8-speed automatic as well as the manual, but maybe just a manual, but very limited production. Of course, it's going to sticker about 55, but you know, for a vehicle that's only going to be built in that limited quantities, 80 of one color combination, 80 of another, I mean, this is an opportunity for a regular person like you and I to actually get a potential collector car, because this is going to be a collector car.
Yeah, generally when you call something collector, it's not, sort of, if you go out in advance. But if there's only 80 or 80 of each, yeah, that's some slim pickings. There's probably going to be a market for these in the future.
Yeah, so even if you have to finance it for 150 years, might as well get it, because Challenger's going away, and we'll have to talk a little bit about the Demon in this hour, because it's one of my favorite things to rant about. But for the moment, the Challenger is one of the big stars of the show in Chicago. Another big star of the Chicago show was a very, very interesting vehicle from Chrysler, and this is the vehicle that you drove on your family trip this past summer, the award-winning Chrysler Pacifica. I understand they introduced a special ultimate handy van in the Windy City. I haven't read a whole lot about this, so guide us through this vehicle, Tom.
The vehicle that they rolled out was actually the Braun Ability Chrysler Pacifica, and that is a wheelchair access vehicle that Chrysler worked directly with Braun to develop. And often these are things that happen in the aftermarket, and they're not always as probably as well integrated as they could be. But in this case, Chrysler is going directly to Braun Ability, and it's an official Chrysler model, which is nice.
Wow.
Because then you're not paying for an aftermarket conversion. You can roll it into your initial payments, and the engineering should be better integrated. So, yeah, if you're looking for a wheelchair access vehicle, this is a nice one.
Absolutely. Speaking of special editions, Chevrolet announced some redline editions at the Chicago Auto Show, and these, like the special edition Mopar, and certainly not going to be limited to those production numbers, are quite tastefully done.
Yeah, they really are. It's a nice silver tone paint treatment with blacked out wheels with nice little red line treatments on those. But it'll be available on the Malibu, on the Traverse, and on the Silverado. And I always like Silverados being tricked out. And this is just a good look for the big truck.
And we want to remind everybody to check out our show if you're living in the greater Orlando area on talkradioorlando.com. And also we can remind all of our great new listeners in my home neck of the woods in Salem, Massachusetts. That's where they had the witch trials, you know, way back. But WCCM, we want to welcome that great affiliate to our fold. And this is being a Massachusetts guy, this is a station that was once owned by Kurt Gowdy. He owned two stations, and that's the part of the CC. The other one was FMCGY, it was called. And Kurt Gowdy, of course, a Hall of Fame sportscaster, and I'm very proud to be on that station. Let's talk about more special editions, this time from Nissan, special midnight editions to six models. And I know people, and I got to be careful with this because it works on some vehicles, but it doesn't work on every vehicle. And I'm not a huge fan of the overly done black wheels. They seem to be everywhere these days. And, you know, Nissan has done that with these special edition models. It depends on the vehicle, and it depends on your taste. You know, it's like beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but I am not one that relishes the black painted wheels.
I may like them more than you do. The Midnight Edition Nissans are silver vehicles, are sort of a powdery gray vehicle with almost black wheels. They're sort of a matte finish. It takes them from black to more gray. It's a very subdued look. I kind of like it, and it's line wide. It's on six vehicles. It's interesting that they're taking this that far. But yeah, the crossovers and the cars, and I'm going to say I like the look.
Good, okay. Yeah, well, I had the Honda Ridgeline Black Edition, and black all over. That was just perfect. That was
gorgeous.
Right on the head they did it. But there are a few of them out there that somebody looked like they got a can of spray paint and just took their silver wheel and gave it a little coverage. More with Tom around the bend.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
If anybody has any questions, the toll-free number is open for you at 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. And don't be a stranger. Tom Appella is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. But, folks, this, of course, is your humble host, Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with some great news. We have new sponsors who distribute AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada, George Douglas and Dan Watson. Two great guys. They've signed on, and Dan and George are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors in all of North America. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25 years of experience. Get all your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your cars, trucks, boats, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. But you can also get the best advice for the best results by contacting George Douglas at oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com. Or you can call George directly at 800-887-6698. Or contact Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or dial up Dan at 800-370-2986. And we're back at 35 minutes after the hour. I'm Bob Long, along with Tom Appel, and we're talking about the Chicago Auto Show. Before we go any further, Tom, tell folks all about the goodies that can be found at ConsumerGuide.com.
Oh, thank you. you. Yeah, consumerguide.com. That's all of our new car and used car reviews. They're there every day. We keep them fresh and current. If you go to consumerguide.com, you can link to the cgdailydrive.com blog. That's where we try to have some fun with the news. And where you also find our long-form test drives as well. So we our editors spend a lot of time reviewing each and every vehicle. And if you're looking for an in-depth drive with each of them, that's where they live.
Excellent. We're looking at the concluded Chicago Auto Show. It's closed now to both the public and the press, but one of the big four, as I always say here in North America, Los Angeles, Detroit, Chicago, and New York, those are the big four here in North America. And then, of course, we get the international ones. Volkswagen showed off a concept vehicle of their upcoming quite large vehicle for Volkswagen. It's a road trip ready sport utility vehicle, and it's called the Atlas. Volkswagen, which has named a lot of funky vehicles in recent years. Hopefully they've gone to a whole new mindset here. Maybe they're going to name it after superheroes or something. Atlas is this one. What the next one will be? Mr. Incredible or something. I don't know what they got up their sleeve, but it's better than Tiguan and Eos, and how'd it go? Eos, that's right, and many of the other strange Volkswagen names. I got to like the name Atlas. I haven't seen this one yet because I didn't get to either L.A., Detroit, or Chicago. Is this a, you know, in pictures and what I've read, this is a big vehicle for Volkswagen.
Yeah, it's big physically, and it should be big sales-wise, too, or hopefully it is. It's certainly important. Volkswagen has never actually had a mainstream midsize crossover in their lineup. They had the Volkswagen Touareg, which was always priced with luxury vehicles. It was very expensive.
Another
very
crazy expensive name.
Yeah, absolutely crazy name. The Touareg, which I think we looked up once, it was the name of a nomadic tribe. I don't know, but it was hard to spell as well. Atlas, on the other hand, much less challenging. This is a midsize crossover that's a little bit bigger than a Honda Pilot or a Toyota Highlander, and that's the market it's shooting for. But it has a conventional name, a great look, and we'll see what the pricing is like. But this is the vehicle Volkswagen badly needed in the States.
Definitely. And the Volkswagen Group, of course, worldwide is now your number one automaker, surpassing General Motors. And Volkswagen's, you know, my wife is a huge Volkswagen person and, you know, has a Volkswagen Beetle 2014, which unfortunately has very poor resale value, but it's definitely better than the first rendition of the Beetle, which she had two different variants of that. But you know, they had a lot of niche things, but they really need to get more vehicles like this Atlas. And I think I echo your sentiment. It's a very big, important vehicle for the brand if they expect to achieve the numbers that they quite often say that they're going to eventually get here in the USA. Infiniti showed off a signature edition of the Q50 in Chicago for 2017. This looks like quite a stylish bit.
Yeah, the Q50, which is their compact sedan, great-looking car. Just had a chance to drive that with the 300-horsepower turbo V6. What a delight. Infiniti vehicles, I think, just slightly get overlooked by the media, and I don't know why. I think that they're as entertaining to drive as any Lexus or Mercedes or BMW vehicles. And hopefully they're getting closer to mainstreaming these vehicles because they are worth everyone's attention.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some more vehicles here from Chicago. There's more than I expected, to be honest with you. I didn't realize until earlier this morning when I was checking it out. But in addition to the King Cab, top-of-the-line Titan, Nissan also showed off a modified Titan called the Pro 4X. What's the story behind the story on this one?
Well, the Pro 4X is their beefy off-road version of the Titan, and it's a little bit like TRD at Toyota, with the wheel additional ground clearance, the big wheels and tires, and then the promise of and certainly the actual reality of real off-road rock crushing capability.
Absolutely. Another debut in Chicago from Ram. A couple of special editions here. The Ram 1500 Copper Sport and the Ram HD Knight debuted in Chicago. From what I can tell, those are pretty good-looking trucks. They've done a good job stylistically.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of special editions this year to help perk up things. And if you're looking at the Ram lineup, too, the Ram's about to be replaced. So anything they could do right now to get people into showrooms is a great thing, because there's a lot of buyers that are probably holding off waiting to see what the new truck is going to be all about. So if you're going to do a special edition of a vehicle, this is the time, just before the new product comes out.
And I'll mention it one more time because I like it that much. The 2018 Dodge Durango. My daughter, Lucy, loves three-row vehicles. I don't know why. She's got a three-row vehicle thing. She also loves, of course, the built-in infotainment systems, be able to look at DVDs and such. And as I said earlier, the 2018 Dodge Durango SRT, 475 horsepower for Dada, and all the goodies there for Lucy. We don't really need this big of a vehicle and certainly have no money to even be considering it. But for those folks who can, as you said earlier, Tom, 0 to 60, I believe they're quoting 4.4 seconds, and that's just a good vehicle. It's based on the Jeep Cherokee. I mean, and that's the most awarded sport utility vehicle of all time. Mitsubishi. Now, here's a brand I've been reintroduced to. When I lived in Boston, and all the time I was in Boston, I never got a Mitsubishi press car for more than, 15 years or 20 years, never got a Mitsubishi press car. I went on a number of Mitsubishi events, and of course in Motor Trend, the Evo was one of the big players when I was there. But when we come back, we're going to tell you about the 2017 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport Limited Edition. I've driven a couple of Mitsubishis lately, and I'll tell you, bang for the buck, they've got some really good stuff. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is,
once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent.
A vehicle service contract just makes sense.
And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. Check it out, consumerguide.com. He's got up his 2017 Best Buys. You're not going to want to miss it. And Consumer Guide is based in Chicago. Tom hails from the Windy City, and we're wrapping up the debuts and all the news, more news than I expected. I didn't expect to devote the entire hour to this, but as long as we're into it, why don't we just keep talking about Chicago. And Nissan, speaking of Chicago and speaking of the winter, they did something kind of fun. They showed off three Winter Warrior concepts, including one which appears to have kind of like tracks from a tank.
Which is fantastic looking. I love this. And you're seeing it, other makers do it too, but I think Nissan was one of the first to embrace this.
Yep.
Where you have these roller tracks that you can literally use to replace the wheels of the vehicle. And there is good video on YouTube too of this thing in action, but it is amazing how effective this is in snow.
Absolutely. It was the star of the Super Bowl ad-wise, talked about it a little bit earlier, Melissa McCarthy, the actor, comedian. What a great spot that was with the Kia Niro, being kind of an activist, political activist. You know, she's saving the whales. There's a mishap. She's saving the trees. There's a mishap. She's saving the rhinos. There's a mishap. But the bottom line is Kia debuts their new Niro, which is a hybrid crossover vehicle. It's in that sweet spot size-wise, and it's the first hybrid in a sport utility vehicle from the Kia brand.
Yeah, Niro's going to be interesting because it's going to be their EV platform for a number of EV systems. It'll be a hybrid, it'll be a plug-in hybrid, and eventually it's going to be a pure EV as well. So in many ways, the Kia Niro will parallel the Hyundai Ioniq platform, which will also serve all three EV styles, EV types, I should say.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a very important vehicle for the brand. Hyundai also showed off the 2017 Santa Fe, and the Santa Fe Sport looks like it's grown a very, very large grill. Tell us your thoughts about this new Hyundai.
Yeah, for 17, the Santa Fe and Santa Fe Sport were freshened, sort of a or mid-cycle update of very popular vehicles. Those are consumer guide best buys. We like them both very much for dollar value and use of space and just general refinement. I think a lot of people know the Santa Fe Sport is sort of a smaller midsize, and then the full-size Santa Fe is the three-row vehicle. Really enjoy them both. And the 3.3-liter V6 and the Santa Fe, the larger vehicle, is an especially refined engine. That's a nice drivetrain.
Also, from the Kia brand, we saw the unveiling of the Optima in various trims, the Optima Hybrid and the Optima PHEV vehicle. I had an Optima for a week, just a couple of weeks back, and I'll be writing about it at NorthAmericanDriver.com. I've always liked the Optima from Kia, and certainly I'm sure folks will embrace these new incarnations.
Yeah, Optimus, it's such a tough market now because that market is actually shrinking, the midsize sedan market.
It is.
In slow decline, and the competition is so stiff because everything in it is so good. And now we have the new Malibu, which is a consumer guide Best Buy that came in. It was the only vehicle for 2016 to improve in sales in that segment.
Isn't that amazing? Also from FCA, we saw the 2017 Ram 2500 Power Wagon, the 4x4 off-road package. Again, another incarnation of a truck. Seems like trucks were big in Chicago. And is Chicago traditionally a big truck market? Of course, Texas is the number one market. But how does the Midwest and Chicago fare truck-wise?
I think in terms of pickups, it's a reasonably big market once you leave Chicago proper, because southern Illinois and if you go west of Chicago, it's farmland, essentially. And we're also very close to Wisconsin. So I think that, yeah, the city proper, you're not going to move any pickups at all. It's just too dense and hard to drive. But, yeah, the rest of the area is big. And then in terms of crossovers, Chicago loves crossovers.
Yeah, everybody loves crossovers these days.
Yes, they do.
The Nissan Armada, which has been, I believe, refreshed, or is this an all-new model of the Armada for 2017? The more I look at it, the more I think it's an all-new model. What's the verdict, my friend?
Well, the Armada, yeah, we saw that last year. The Nissan Armada, it was redesigned and now shares its architecture with the Infiniti QX80, which is that global patrol platform. So it's no longer based on the Nissan Titan, which it had been previously. And this is now a more refined vehicle. It's going to go up in price. It has gone up in price, but it is more luxurious and a little bit, a little bit more of what people expect. I think that the first Armada may have been a little bit crude around the edges, and they certainly buttoned that down.
Another special edition vehicle, this one from Jeep, and I just had to ask you about this one because I love the name. It's probably something I should know. I have no idea what it is, but if I only had sound effects or could do reverb with my voice, I used to have a system that I could do an echo, so just imagine this, an echo. There we go, the 2016 Jeep Renegade Dawn of Justice.
That was the Dawn of Justice vehicle. Yeah, that was a tie-in to a video game. And Jeep loves to do these little tie-ins and special editions.
Makes sense. Yeah, I'm not from the video game generation, so, and my daughter's too young for that, but eventually I'll get addicted to it. I know a lot of guys my age and younger and older that love the video games for whatever reason. I just always was too busy working. I never got a chance to get hooked on video games. Mercedes-Benz showed off a work truck, the 2016 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, and it's called the Worker.
Yeah, Worker is now available on the Sprinter and on the Metris, which is Mercedes' rear-drive midsize commercial vehicle. And in both cases, the Workers are limited-edition vehicles, only available in white to hit a low price point. It's funny we'll be talking about this now. I just got out of the Metris. I drove the 2017 Metris for a week here at the office, and I was very impressed. It uses the Nissan Mercedes 208 horsepower 2-liter turbo, which works very well in a mid-sized van. I was surprised. You'd think that would be undersized. But the big news was that we got 25 miles per gallon out of that vehicle.
Wow, that is very significant. fuel economy, absolutely. So, Tom, looking back now in hindsight, the star of the show, if there's more than one, that's okay. What, in your opinion, kind of took the Chicago show for 2017?
This was not a reveal, but this was a vehicle that was on the floor that the public could look at. I am a very big fan, and this is entirely based on styling, of the Kia Stinger GT, which is the fastback sedan that looks an awful lot like an Audi A7. It's just a great-looking fastback midsize sedan. It's a production car. It's going into production later this year. I think that's a great-looking car. I don't know why Kia is selling such a vehicle. It seems weird for the brand, but it is a very promising-looking design.
Yes, and of course that kind of stole the show at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And, you know, God bless them, because, you know, if you can't afford so many of those wonderful grand touring coupes or sedans, I know they are targeting the M4 vehicle with that, one of the vehicles on its gun sights, and if they can bring it in at a much better price and, again, allow regular folks like you and I the opportunity to get in it, I think it's fantastic. It looks wonderful. I hope I get to New York and get to see it live and in person. I'm shooting for it. No promises, but hopefully I'll be in the city of New York. And you did one of your colleagues did a show wrap up to do with colors. Damon Bell did a piece for ConsumerGuide.com about unusual paint use. Did you see quite a bit of funky paint schemes?
You did. Oh, and there, Bob, there's something I wanted to add about the Chicago Auto Show. This year it's open one more day, so it is open tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful. That's great, and that's perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, President's Day, so if you've got the kids home from school, tomorrow's a great show to hit. But, yeah,
Thanks
Damon walked around the show.
Damon
loves color and stuff like that. He's noted some great stuff. And like, Honda has a color they call Sandstorm on the CRV. And at first glance, it just kind of looks like a kind of a light brown, sandy beige color. But when you get closer, there's tones of pink and gray to it. It's really a fascinating-looking color. So Damon's got an eye for this stuff. If anyone wants to check out that article, it's, yeah, Unusual Colors at the Chicago Auto Show. And he picked out 10 of his favorite colors from the show.
It's a great piece. Check it out at the blog, The Daily Drive at ConsumerGuide.com. Tom Appel, our great friend, thank you so much. We'll get you back for a regular test drive review and some humor in the not-too-distant future.
All right. Well, thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on dot-com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.